Hello everyone, happy Tuesday. It's January 10th, 2023. This is also episode 10 of All Bases Covered. Took a little break the past couple of days because of me being out of town in Raleigh, some family slash friends. Gonna get the pod back up and running though today. Once school starts tomorrow, for me, episodes will be on the weekend specifically, unless it's a holiday or something, you know, something changes. We ordered a new mic for some better quality and the t-shirts are on the way. So people who wanted one or were interested, those will be coming in very soon. Again, we'll note that this episode couldn't be done without our sponsors, Off the Dock Fishing Company and Dock Right Marine Construction. We have a brand new sponsor, though, today, Made in the Shade Blinds on Moore of Raleigh. Serve the Triangle and surrounding areas with custom window treatments, blinds, shades, shutters, curtain motorization, and interior and exterior products for your home or business. Just go to www.northcarolinablinds.com or call 919-576-0095. You can find them on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube with tons of pictures and videos of their work. I know this business personally, and to make sure its quality is the best. Thanks again to our sponsors and for Made in the Shade for joining the family. First off, I want to look at the national championship from last night. TCU versus Georgia. Georgia wins the national championship again. Let's give some credit to Stetson, Kenny McIntosh, Brock Bowers. Also, I want to, you know, TCU. Great way to, you know, that it wasn't the finish they wanted, but when you look at the college football playoff, a lot of, you know, college football fans know this. You don't see a team like TCU in there very often. You see teams like Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, even a Michigan team at times, Oregon, long ago, Florida State. I mean, you see teams of high caliber like that. But when you get TCU in here, I mean, Texas Christian University, you don't see them in a college football playoff. I mean, you haven't seen them in a college football playoff. So it's interesting to see that teams like TCU are getting into this. Once the, you know, the 12 team, I think it's 12, the 12 team playoff starts, that's gonna be a big change for college football. I feel like, you know, Robert, when we brought him on, you know, a couple episodes ago, he noted that like a Tulane team, you know, they beat USC, as I believe in the Cotton Bowl. I mean, you could see a team like that upsetting some teams and getting pretty far. So I want to give credit to TCU, even though they get beat 65-7 for a lot of fans. Not the game that they wanted to watch. Credit on the TCU side to Max Duggan. Players like Amari DeMarco. Just players that were key in getting this team here. Imani Bailey. So credit to TCU. Looking at Georgia, though, Stetson Bennett, great game. 18 for 25, 304 yards, 4 touchdowns, and then on the ground, 39 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns. So a total of 6 tutties for him. Kenny McIntosh, 8 carries, 50 yards. Brock Bowers and McConkey, again, 2 players that I think have a lot of potential moving forward. Brock Bowers is just an automatic force on this team. 7 catches, 152 yards last night, and a touchdown. McConkey, 5 catches, 88 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Obviously, Michigan, a lot of people, when I was talking about, you know, caliber teams in this thing, Michigan being in it this year, a lot of people say that if Blake Corum could have played, that Michigan was going to beat TCU. I don't really think that was the case. I think TCU earned it to be in the national championship this year. Michigan, even with Blake Corum, I thought Edwards at times was as good as a running back as Corum. I know at times during the year, Corum was considered a Heisman finalist, but I think Edwards was equally as great. I know it's a hot take, but I think he was as equally as great as Corum at times this season. So credit to all the teams, credit to these two, obviously, and credit to Ohio State and Michigan for being there also. Can't wait to see the 12-team playoff coming up soon. Next, we'll look at college basketball top 25 updated. Obviously, you know, Jack posted on his story today, you know, Duke's still in the top 25. I know they're 12-4. I think they're still talented, but should they be in the top 25 after losing by 20-plus to NC State and beating an 8-8 Boston College team by one? I don't know. But just looking at it, Houston at one, they deserve to be 16-1. They'll play against South Florida next on Wednesday. Kansas will play tonight against Oklahoma. They're at the 2. Purdue's at the 3. Play Friday against Nebraska. Alabama's at the 4. They'll play on Wednesday at Arkansas. Tennessee is at the 5. They'll play versus Vanderbilt on Tuesday tonight. UConn will play on Wednesday against Marquette. UCLA, that the 7th spot, they'll play versus Utah on Thursday. Gonzaga at the 8, they'll play on Thursday against BYU. Arizona at the 9, play on Thursday at Oregon State. Texas, they're now the number 10 ranked team in the nation. They'll play against a good TCU team on Wednesday at 9 p.m. Kansas State, 14-1. I like this team. Play against Oklahoma State tonight at 7. Xavier, 13-3. They'll play tomorrow night at 7 against Creighton. And a good Big East matchup. I think that would be a good game. And a good in a primetime ACC matchup tonight. Virginia, 13th-ranked Cavaliers will play at home against the Heels at 9. Caleb Love, talking about this game 1 second. Caleb Love's going to have to bring his A game. Obviously, I know he's a capable player. He plays better at home. I want him to play on the road better. Baycott's going to have to be a force in the paint. Defensively, Leakey, whoever's on Kihei Clark is going to have to keep him out of his rhythm. Once he gets in a rhythm, he's hard to stop. Iowa State. They're at the 14 spot. They'll play against Texas Tech tonight at 8. Arkansas will play tomorrow. They're 12-3, 15th-ranked team in the country. They'll play against Alabama tomorrow night. Miami, they're 13-2. They'll play against Boston College tomorrow night at 7, TCU. They'll play at 9 against Texas. We mentioned that earlier. They're the 17th-ranked team in the country. Wisconsin, 18th in the country, 11-3. They'll play against Michigan State tonight at 7. On Saturday, Providence against Creighton. I think we mentioned that one earlier. Missouri, they'll play against Texas A&M tomorrow night at 8:30. 20th-ranked team in the country, Auburn, at the 21. Play against Ole Miss tonight at 9 at Ole Miss. Charleston, they stay in. They're 16-1. They move up one spot. They'll play UNCW tomorrow night at 7. San Diego State gets back in there. 12-3. They stay in. 12-3. Play against Nevada tonight at 11, late game. Duke, obviously they drop down a lot, but they stay in 12-4. They'll play against a rolling Pitt team tonight at 7. Marquette, lastly, they're at the 25. Play against UConn. I think we mentioned that. Wednesday, January 11th, so tomorrow night at 7. Others that receive some high votes, Baylor, Clemson, Florida Atlantic, Indiana, Michigan State, St. Mary's, Northwestern, Mississippi State, Rutgers, Illinois, Ohio State, Creighton, North Carolina, NC State, LSU, Pitt, New Mexico, and Nevada. You heard Rutgers? Man, it always seems like Rutgers upsets like the best team in the country. I mean, they upset Purdue 2 years in a row. I mean, they seem to always beat really good teams out of nowhere. So just thought that was interesting to comment. NFL, we're going to break all these. It's kind of a short episode today, but we're going to break all these games down this weekend before the games start. Saturday, we have 2 games, 4:30 and 8:15. The 4:30 game, Seahawks at 49ers. Will the 49ers defense just wreak havoc on the Seahawks? I don't know. Anything can happen in a wild card game. That'll be at 4:30 on Saturday. Chargers at Jaguars. Can the Jaguars upset? I think the underdog is the Jaguars, even though they're playing at home. Can they upset the Chargers? That'll be on 8:15 on Saturday. The 1 p.m. game on Sunday, Dolphins at Bills. We saw that game earlier this season in the regular season. Giants play the Vikings. We've seen that game. I'll be at 4:30. Dolphins game again at 1 in the late game. On Sunday, it's at 8:15. Ravens will play the Bengals. That'll be a primetime matchup. Cowboys, they play the Bucks on Monday Night Football at 8:15. So those are the six games going on this weekend and into the next week on Monday. Will be very interesting. Looking at the NHL now. Today, let's see here. Blue Jackets go to Tampa Bay and play the Lightning at 7. All these games are at 7. Once the time changes, I'll let y'all know. Jets play Red Wings. Creighton visit the Sabres. Wild go to New York and play the Rangers. Canucks go play the Penguins. Devils go to Carolina or Raleigh and play the Hurricanes at PNC Arena. Stars play the Islanders. That game's at 7:30 in New York. Flames play the Blues at 8. Sharks play the Coyotes at 9. Panthers in Colorado at the Avalanche in the late game, 9:30. NBA today. Pistons play the 76ers. Thunder play the Heat at 7:30. 76ers game at 7. Hornets play the Raptors at 7:30. Cavaliers play in Utah against the Jazz at 9. Suns go to Golden State and play the Warriors at 10. Magic at the Trailblazers at 10. And lastly, the late game, Mavericks at Clippers. So, very short episode today. Y'all reach out to me if you like longer. I know a lot of y'all said you want longer episodes to listen to. You know, you're busy, you're doing chores, you're mowing the grass, something like that, and you want something you can listen to for a while. Some of y'all go into your jobs, you want something it's a short period of time, a short episode where you can just listen to it in the car on your way to work, and you know, it's done. So y'all let me know what you prefer better. I'll probably post it on my Instagram. It's a great little short episode today. It's one of my shortest episodes. I think this might be my shortest episode. All of y'all have a great rest of your day. I know a lot of the listeners are going back to school tomorrow. So, you know, I have a tough schedule. English, Spanish, chemistry, civics, but hopefully I can push through it. Basketball game tonight. Hopefully a lot of people are going to that. I mean, I can talk some high school real quick. White Oak, I think I was told they're 8th in the state, something like that. West Carteret at the 9 spot. So that will be a good varsity matchup to check out. Don't really know much about the JV game I'll be playing in. But again, y'all have a great rest of your day. Please go check out our new sponsor, Made in the Shade. Blinds, shutters, anything, they'll take care of it. Please give them a call. Talk to your parents if they're interested. Parents that are listening, check them out. So this is Sean Cartwright, episode 10, and we'll sign off right now.